Torah tells us Vayichu es kitzonis Yosef Vayishchatu Seir Izim Vayitbelu es hakitonis badam. Rashi comments, quoting a Medrash Rabbah, Seir Izim domo domo l'shel adam, that the reason that the brothers shefted a Seir Izim and put the blood on the kitzonis was to ostensibly fool Yaakov into thinking that Yosef had actually been torn apart by the blood was the blood of Yosef, and the blood of a seer resembles the blood of a person. So Chizkuni is bothered from the Gemara in Perek HaNizak in the Churban Agadata that the Mice of Nevuzradan, who killed over 2 million people to atone for the blood of Zechariah ben Yehoyada, whose blood was boiling for many years, and then he asked the people, what blood is this? And originally they said it's the dam of a korban. Then he shafted animals, and the blood didn't resemble the blood of any of the animals. So you see from there, apparently, that human blood looks different than animal blood, even the blood of a series, which is an animal that can be brought as a korban. So the Chizkuni answers, it's one line, but that's basically the question. His answer is that no, it's true that if you hold both samples of blood next to each other, then you can tell the difference, but if you're only looking at one, then the difference is not as apparent. So the Pardis Yosef quotes from the Sefer Zichron Yaakov, who asked that if that's the case, that if you hold the two bloods next to each other, you can tell the difference, then why weren't Yosef's brothers concerned that maybe Yaakov Avinu would be able to discern the difference? Maybe he'd have other human blood present. I'm not sure why he would have that other human blood. But that's how he asked the question. So he answers, not exactly, that really the blood would be similar, not only the Chizkuni, even if you had the two samples of blood next to each other, you still couldn't tell the difference. The reason that by Nevuzradan he could tell the difference was because Zechariah ben Yehoyada's blood was bubbling for 200 years. So that was old blood. So old blood doesn't resemble goat blood, but new human blood would resemble goat blood, and they didn't have 200-year-old goat blood to compare whether 200-year-old goat blood would resemble 200-year-old human blood. So that's his yishuv for the Nevuzradan kasha.
And then you can tie it back to while you're checking all the animals, he wasn't going to find anything which would resemble the blood anyways.
Again?
They thought it was fresh blood.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Good. So the pasuk says, Vayomer ki eredol bini avel sha'ola vayef oso adiv. Rashi comments, Vayimein lesnachem, again quoted in Medrash Rabbah, Ein adam mekabel tanchumen al hachai v'saver shemes. That there's something built into the way we function that a person can't be consoled for someone who's alive even if he thinks that he's dead, if the person is really alive. So there's this gzeira that after a year, a mace is neshakach ben alev, doesn't apply to someone who's alive. So even if you think the person's dead, but the person's really alive, so you're not going to be able to accept tanchumen. So the Sifsei Chachamim here asks, or he quotes those that ask, so if this is such a well-known phenomenon, then why is it Yaakov Avinu wasn't aware of the phenomenon? Meaning, if it is a case that a person who is really alive and thought to be dead, one cannot receive tanchumen for, so Yaakov should have known that, and then Yaakov should have realized that if he's not receiving tanchumen, the tanchumen aren't effective, it must be assumed that Yosef's still alive. That's the Sifsei Chachamim's kasha that he quotes. He said, no, it must be that we only know this because of Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov Avinu didn't know it, but that was a precedent that established for future generations that this is how the notion of Nishtakach Menleib works, and that's why Yaakov Avinu wasn't aware of it himself. The Maral is a different answer. In Gur Aryeh, he says, by Yaakov Avinu, he still had in his consciousness that, okay, Yosef died, but we never found the body. So he still had in his mind that maybe at some point they'll find the body, and then he'll be able to bring him L'Kfuras Yisrael, bury him. So it's true that a mace is neshakach min alev, that's where the mace is dead and buried. But if the mace is dead and not buried, if there's still a possibility of finding the mace somewhere, so then this notion of neshakach min alev doesn't necessarily apply. So at least from Yaakov Avinu's perspective, he may have thought that the fact that the Tanchumen are ineffective is not necessarily a siman that Yosef is still alive, maybe because Yosef is dead, but they never found the body. Then it says, Vayevko Savaviv, Rashi comments, who's Vayevko Savaviv? So you would have said, Vayevko Savaviv means Yaakov Avinu, but Rashi says it means Yitzchak. The Rashi says, Hayabochim in Neitz Arasa Shal Yaakov, that Yitzchak was crying in sympathy with Yaakov's Tzara, Avaloya Misabel Shal Yehudei Shechai. But he wasn't praving Avelus because he knew that Yosef was still alive. Again, quoting Medrash Rabbah, and the Medrash has this notion that the brothers had this Cheirem against anyone that would reveal that Yosef HaTzadik was still alive, and they're sorry for Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Cheirem for a minion. But Yitzchak somehow knew that he wasn't subject to the Cheirem, or he was aware that Yosef HaTzadik was still alive. So what's the Echreach for Rashi to be Mefarish this way? So this is a common point. Vayev Koso, it should have said Vayev Koso, because the existing antecedent in the Pasuk is Yaakov Avinu. The fact that the Pasuk adds the word Aviv, that's seemingly unnecessary. So it must be telling you something else, that it doesn't mean Yaakov Avinu, it means Yitzchak Avinu. So again, what did the Medrash say? That Yitzchak Avinu was Bocheh, but he wasn't Misabel because he knew he was alive. So if he would have known that he was dead, then he should have been Misabel. The Parshas Yosef quotes from the Sefer Shema Shlomo. Rabbi Amar has a series of tshuva volumes called Shema Shlomo. I don't think it's the same Shema Shlomo. So I don't know who this Shema Shlomo Alator is, but he quotes from him who says, who asks his kasha, that if Yitzchak indeed would have known, or if it would have been the case that Yosef was dead, then Yitzchak should have been Misabel. Why should he have been Misabel? He's not one of the Zion Krovim. He's a grandfather. There's no Avelis for grandfather. What is the answer? Not exactly, but what do we have in Hilchas Avelos? The principle that kol misabel olav misabel imo. So there's a din derabanan. Nowadays, the application, according to most poskim, is much more limited. But strictly speaking, there's a din derabanan of kol misabel olav misabel imo. Any kara for whom you would be noeg avelos, if he is noeg avelos for another kara, then you have to be noeg avelos with him. So the Avos kept Mitzvahs the Rabbanon as well. So Yitzchak should have kept this Din Rabbanon of Kol Misabel LaMisabel Imo. And it's only because he knew that Yosef was still alive that he didn't prav Avelus. Okay. Then the next pasuk by Midanim Achru Yosef Mitzvayim Lefoti Farsis Paro Sarai Tabachim. So who is the Sarai Tabachim? What does Uncle say? So you don't have to learn time record anymore. The Ukla says, Rav Katulaya, and he was the chief executioner. And Rashi says, Sarat HaBachim Shochtei Behema Samelach. He was the chief butcher, the chief shochet. Not even the chief shochet, he was the shochet. So the Maral comments in Gur Aryeh, what was Rashi's Hachreyach to be Mefarish, not like the Targum? Why did Rashi say, not the chief executioner, but rather the shochet? That if we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so careful to make sure that Yosef Avinu would have a pleasant ride down to Egypt, that he was in the caravan with Nechos Tzvivalo to have sweet-smelling company and not in an unpleasant environment. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so careful that Yosef should be in such an environment going down to Egypt, then obviously he wouldn't have put him with an executioner who is involved in Dover Mos. That's the Maral says, to explain Rashi Sachreach, to be Mefar Sarat HaBachim, as the Shochet, and not the executioner. And then he says that, what's the Targum thinking, if that's such a cheshvin? So Unklus maybe thought Rav Tabachai doesn't mean that he was a chief executioner himself, it means he was in charge of the executioners. But he wasn't the one who actually killed people. It was like a government ministry, but he wasn't a hands-on person. So then there wasn't as much of a Dover Mos. And the Pardes Yosef just points out in the other direction that Unklus may not have wanted to be Mefarish like Rashi, because Sar Tabakhe Rafka Tulai, so it makes sense that you had a government minister, a important person who was in charge of executions. But Sar Tabakhim, the minister of butchers, I'm sorry? Okay. That's a good aura. So he says, what's Shaykh to have a... So maybe in Egypt everyone was a sar. Right, like the old joke about the rabbi in the Lower East Side of the turn of the century has a sign in his windowsill that says Chief Rabbi of New York. So you ask him who made you the chief rabbi, and he says a sign maker. So maybe everyone in Egypt was a sar. But that's the part of the Joseph... The Pardes Yosef points out that maybe Unklus is bothered. It's not shy to have a government minister in charge of slaughtering animals. Okay. In the Parsha of Yehuda and Tamar, Vayomer Yehuda lo'onan bo elisha sachicha v'yabeim osa v'yakeim zera l'achicha. Rashi recommends Habein Yikare Hashem Hames, that the instructions were to perform Yibum, and then the son will be called Al Shem Hames. So Ramban here asks on Rashi that that's not true, that we know the pasuk in Parshas Kisavo that says Yakum Al Shem Achiv Hameis v'loyim acheshmo b'Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara says in Yevamos Sandaf Kaf Dalid, that even though b'chalatov akula eina mikra yotem yidei pshuta, that every pasuk has to be interpreted at least on some level literally. But this is one exception, that here we don't say ein hamikra yotem yidei pshuta, and the pshuta shemikra is absolutely incorrect. Meaning the pshuta shemikra is yikare yishem achiv hameis v'loyim acheshmo b'Yisrael, that if the nifter's name was Reuven, and then his brother Shimon performs Yibum, and they have a boy, then you have to name the boy Reuven after the deceased uncle. So Gemara says, that's not true. There's no such halacha, even on a pshuto shemikra level, that doesn't exist. So Ramban is masik and Rashi. Rashi seems to be going against the Gemara. He says, Habein Yikare al Shem Hames. Then the Ramban goes on to explain that in his view, it could be the Yibum that we're talking about here is not classic halachic Yibum. Maybe there is some notion in the time of the Avos, even earlier than the Avos, that not because of the formal mitzvah Yibum, but some general notion that in a situation that we would refer to as Yibum, it's appropriate for a relative, not even necessarily a brother, a close relative, to perform what we would refer to as Yibum. After all, Yehuda and Tamar, Yehud himself was being Mekayim something akin to Yibam, even though clearly wasn't a Lachik Yibam. So maybe that notion existed independent of the Sivya Torah at the time of the Avos of something that is Ke'ein Yibam. The Tosas Yishanim in the beginning of Yevamos, the Bali Tosas there have a number of explanations as to why Meseches Yevamos is the first Mesech to Meseches Nashim. So one of the answers here in the Tosas Yishanim is that it's the first Mitzvah Nashim that we find in Chumash, that Yehuda performed the mitzvah of Yibam, and that was the first mitzvah nashim in the Torah, even though he would have argued that you already have Kiddushin before that. So I'm not sure, but that's what the Tosfos Yishanim writes in one Taras. So the Ramban is this notion that the Yibam that we're talking about is Ke'ein Yibam, is not necessarily, strictly speaking, halachic Yibam. But to explain Rashi, the Maral points out, Rashi doesn't necessarily mean to say that you literally call... that you would literally call the kid by the name of the deceased brother. Haben Yikare Al Shem Hameis is that the kid comes into existence because of Al Shem, not literally with the name of, but because of the deceased brother slash uncle. Because of the situation that went into motion at the death of the deceased first husband, so then there was Yibam performed, and the kid comes into existence because of that situation. So that death causes the birth of the child that's going to be born. If there was some kind of Yibam or Ke'ein Yibam going on with Yehuda, which is what the Ramban indicates, that it was some notion of Yibam. So part of this Yosef points out that the Ramban may be taking a stand in Machlokas Yishon about whether you need Eidei Bia, Eidei Yichud for Yibam to be effective. So that's the Shilta Yigiborim, and many Rishonim assume that Eidei Bia / Eidei Yichud are not Ma'ake for Mitzvah Yibam. And that's what the Beit Shmuel quotes in Simon Kusamach Vav and Evan Ezer, Simon Kusamach Vav Sikhatan Gimel, Sikhatan Beis, but there's the Chuvas HaRashba and Chelik Dalid, where the Rashba argues that you do in fact need Eidei Bia / Eidei Yichud Li'ikuva, and you can't perform Mitzvah Yibam if there are no Eidei Yichud. This actually was relevant in a case that was, there was a psak from the Beit Din Rabbani in Ashkelon that came out over the summer. Anyone who went to Karen B'Av remember Rabbi Buchers, or he was gone?
Yeah.
Still there? Okay. I'm sorry? I didn't know if he was still there. Does he still live there, or he
just moved.
Okay, so Rabbi Buchers was the junior dayan on this her cave in the Beit Din Rabbani in Ashkelon. The case that they dealt with is the following. I'm not going to present all the particulars because some of them are not relevant to our situation, to the issue that I'm interested in for the moment. And the basic case was you had a Yibam situation. Reuven dies, married to Rachel, and then there's a Zika between Shimon and Rachel. So we know there's Machlokas Tanayim. Whether Mrs. Yibam Kademus or Mrs. Chalisa Kademus. So clearly, if you read the Pesukim in Parashat Tzitzavo, you're supposed to perform Yibam, and Chalisa is a distant second. If you can't perform Yibam, if the Yabam refuses, then you do Chalisa. But Bedoras Achronim, so Gemara there in Lamentas, that's the Mishnah Rishonim, the Mishnah Achrona. Sabo Shol says that mitzvah chalitza kodemes, because if you're not going to have these right kavana, if it's the shame noi, the shame isha, so then it's kilu pagei be'erva, karva ben lius mamzer. So Sabo Shol says, how literal that means, machlokas ishanim. Sabo Shol says, we avoid even mitzvah chalitza kodemes. Halacha, that's a machlokas ishanim. Rambam Paskins, Hilchos Yibam, Perek, Aleph Halacha Beis, that mitzvah Yibam kodemes. Rabbeinu Tam, the Tosis in Yavam Samatesim, and Beis Paskins, Mitzvahs Chalisa Kodemes, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber in Simon Kosamachay has a Stam Yeshomim, and Mitzvahs Yibam Kodemes, Yeshomim, Mitzvahs Chalisa Kodemes. And the Ramah, what emerges from a slightly confusing presentation, is that we generally don't allow for Yibam, we insist on Chalisa. There is a Takana that was established by the chief rabbis of the State of Israel in 1950, Rabbi Herzog and Rabbi Uziel, the chief Ashkenazi and Sephardi rabbis in the first years of the state, that the Rabbanut would not officially allow Yibam even among Sephardim, even though there is long-standing tradition in Sephardi communities, particularly in Tayman, of performing Yibam, because Mrs. Yibam Kodemus, according to the Rambam, according to the Mechaber, but in order to preserve unity among the Jewish people in the State of Israel, they decided not to allow Yibam under any circumstances. And Rav Avadia famously was very much against this. He held that you have no right to do that. Rov Yishonim Paskin Mrs. Yibam Kodemes, and we have long-standing traditions in Sephardi communities of doing Yibam. He says there are indications of Yishonim even in the Kilos of Shumbe did Yibam. So this Takana has no Tokef, and there's no right to insist on doing Chalisa. And against the rules, at least in a couple, Chuvas and Yavi Omer, Chelek Dalid, Evan Ezer, the last Simon in Evan Ezer, Chelek Vav, Evan Ezer, the last Simon, Chelek Ches, I think a Simon Kavav. So in a few cases, Rav Avadia Lemaisa allowed for Yibam to be done against the official rules. Okay, so let's get back to our case here. So you had a situation of Yibam, these are not observant people, and the Yavim Yavam ended up living together business. Not Lashay Mrs. Yibam. And now she's pregnant, and they want the Rabbanut to sanction their continued living together in a halachic fashion, and also to rule on the status of the yet unborn child. So the issue, one of the issues that they deal with is this question. In the particular situation at hand, where the Yami Yavam are living together biznus, there are other kids who are living in the house, because she had previous children not from the deceased husband. So there's no yichud situation anyway. So no eide yichud. So do we assume that there is de facto yichud, a de facto yibum, already performed? So that should be telling this machlokas rishon whether eide yichud or ma'akev for yibum. So they assume that this is a sveik ledina, even though the Beit Shmuel paskins you don't need eide yichud. They assume it's a sveik ledina, and then you'd have to be machmir in both directions. Machmir in both directions means that if she wanted to get out of the marriage now, or the union, then you'd require both a get alitzad that there was a gedibim, and a chalitz alitzad that it wasn't gedibim. But in this particular situation, they want to stay together. So they want to stay together. Let's assume there was no yibum, so then they'd have to perform yibum properly. Performing yibum properly means they'd have to have maimar, the equivalent of kedushin. They'd have to have a ksubas yadnin, and they'd have to have eide yichud. That's at least six kibudim. So that's what they would need to do in order to continue living together. So, okay, let's assume, al-Assad, that they didn't yet perform yibum. So now they're going to perform yibum. So is that a violation of the takana of the Rabbanim Harashim? Harashim? Is that doing yibum now l'chachila? Would an Ashkenazi allow that? These people happen to be Sephardim. So there's a Shuvas Bin Yimsiya that they quote. Shuvas Bin Yimsiya Achadoshos, I think it's Simin Pei, where the Bin Yimsiya had a similar kind of case. It apparently happened in Europe too. There was a Yavam Yavama living together business, and then they want to stay married together in a sanctioned fashion. So the Bin Yimsiya paskened, you can't do that. That's a violation of doing Yibam Lechachila. We don't allow for that. Mrs. Chalitza Kadamas. They have to separate. In this particular of Psak and Ashkelon, so the Beit Din Rabbani Paskin that they could stay together. After all, there's Fardim. So it's unclear to me whether they're saying, because this is a BDM situation where they're already living together, and according to half of the Rishonim, they already performed Yibam de facto, so we can let them stay together. Or they would have Paskin even Lechachila that Kibli like Rabbi Vadi against the rules. So that's a little bit unclear, but bottom line, the ruling of this Beit Din Rabbani in Ashkelon was that this Yavam Yavama that were living together business could remain married together after the fact. Is that fine? Okay, I'll say one more thing. Let's go back to the beginning of the parasha. Yeah.
The status of the child is now, when is the yibum chal?
So the status of the child, so according to, there's a mechudesh dikra b'chanan, based on which this suggests, let's start with the parasha. The parasha is that in this situation, even if you didn't perform yibum, it's not eishes ha'shalav b'malka mitzvah, it's still eishes ha'malka mitzvah. Maybe you didn't do the mitzvah, but it's definitely not a erva that's a chiyuv kares. So then the vlad would not be a mamzer. There's a rebbechana that sounds like in this situation, maybe there's no tefisas kedushin because you haven't been mekayim mitzvah yibam. So that may raise questions about the status of the kid. But I think the mahalach hamechuver, the more consensus approach, is that anyway you slice it, whether, unless you would take an extreme position in Abba Shaul, like the Ramban, even from the Ramban wouldn't necessarily say this, but the Ramban has the most extreme position to be shown about Abba Shaul, that is mamish, like Pagei Be'erva. Even according to that, according to the Ramban, presumably you're still Kone, and it would be difficult to say that that creates Zeris mamish, but definitely Lalacha, we would assume that it's still Eshesach B'malka mitzvah, even if you haven't technically been mekayim the mitzvah yibum, and therefore there would be it's shy to have tefisas. I mean, the yibum could be tefis, but it's not a situation of error, but not a situation that would create mamzeres.
Okay,
we'll stop here.